The thing that I think I most enjoyed about it was the fact that I was underneath the train, because several times I looked at the schedule and I would go and just sit there under because of the pure fact that it's like underneath the train, and there was this like energy from the train, and then you could tell there was this like the guy who had done it had put so much energy into this space, so it's just kind of like a neat thing to go and like be a part of, I guess. But oh, and then one time I went with a friend who was like tagging, and he tagged in there. But like, one, it wasn't even good, and two, it was like just not, wasn't very cool. Like, I felt pretty bad being with him. And I told him that I thought it was a stupid idea to tag there, but he did anyway. Oh, yeah, well, the first time I went was with a group of people, and they had said that this like RISD professor had made it. Like girlfriend died, and so there are these casts of bodies, and supposedly they were his, but it was, you know, him and his girlfriend, and he put like all the belongings that he had of hers in this space, and these like aquariums that were like hanging, and there's a couch in there, but like over time, people would like take little souvenirs and stuff from it. It's funny too to think about it being looted though, because it's not, you know, it's the public space that he's like made private, or was trying to make private. So maybe to like make art like purely for yourself. I think that's interesting, but he was also using like, he didn't make this space, it was like this like detritus from the society itself. But I mean the fact that it was so highly trafficked was, you know, like, you know, whether that's just word. I think a lot of it was probably through word of mouth, because unless if you were like tagging there and you walk through, you could definitely, you know, from above, you could definitely get a glimpse of what was going down underneath there, what was going on. I don't think it changed Providence at all. Yeah, I don't think it definitely changed that place, or knowing that it was there, but it did not change my like view of the city in any way. I think places like that exist everywhere, and there's all this like art. There's a guy, there's a guy who used to walk along the river making like wire sculptures, this like homeless guy, and just like, you know, like, they were very like unobtrusive, and he'd just like place them in the tree or something, or just be like a pile of sticks, like rats with like a plastic bag, but you could tell that someone had put, you know, someone had put the effort into like change this, like these little objects in some way. But I mean, there's a case of like wire, like homeless guys like that all over who like make this like transient art, just like float around and stuff. You know, look for it to notice it. But then once you start seeing him, you see him everywhere. There were like 7 or 8. There's, you know, we had like a good group of people, and everyone was, it's like on the weekend or something. Maybe not on the weekend, but. People were like excited, but I remember like when we got there, you know, once you like entered the space, it was like the type of thing that had like you were either like awestruck, or like you could like feel the energy again, you know, that had been put into the work to just like kind of be quiet. And you know, and then it was amazing too, because like everyone like kind of like split up, and it's not a very big space, but like, you know, split up enough to just kind of like look at things. You know, like you kind of like whisper, "Oh, come here, look, you know, like look at what he etched into the wall or something like that." But the first time I saw it, there was a lot of stuff that had already like fallen and washed to like the end of this grate. But I think you had to like weave your way into it, because he had cables that like hung the bodies and kind of just like crisscrossed everywhere. And so it was a chore to kind of work your way through the space. But then I probably went back like 3 times maybe, and like, you know, each time it, and then the other day I was down at the tracks, a couple months ago I guess, I was down at the tracks, and I just like, I didn't even go in, but I looked down and I saw it was, you know, completely gone, and now that space is like filled in, I think. For me it was just sort of this like thinking about this guy was like such like a toil, that for me the emphasis was more on like, not like or sort of like the ritual, but the ritual of like time involved and like working down there, and like, because the thing that I remember the most was like how long it must have taken to like chisel and all the stuff to the walls and like all the, and so like I was the most fascinated by like the amount of time,
the energy,
yeah, committed to this thing that was like so obviously for, I assume that was like for, you know, the artist himself or